Hello, good morning everyone. It's Pastor Vic here at Murray Grace Fellowship, coming live to you from the northeast of Scotland. It's a bit dreich today, it looks cloudy and grey, but hey, we're going to have a great service this morning. Hopefully this will bless you. We have been back in our church, or in our building, for the last, five or six weeks. But the hall is closed for this week and next week. So we're back online, where, of course, we were meeting from March right through until, middle of November. So we're used to this platform. We're used to worshipping together this way. And that's what we're going to do today. Hope you had a fantastic Christmas, whatever you were up to. We had a slightly unusual Christmas, spent most of it on the A9. But then, that was fine. We had our celebration the day before, got all our travelling done before a minute past midnight on Boxing Day when the lockdown started again. So here we are. We are, of course, allowed to have church. But like I say, the building is closed for the next couple of weeks. The community hall is closed. So we'll be online here, but we will be back in the hall on the 10th of December. So hopefully I'll see you there then, or we'll still see you online, because we'll still be broadcasting live on Facebook, Murray Grace Fellowship Facebook, and on the YouTube channel. So wherever you can join us, that'll be great. I'm really glad that you've joined this morning. There's a few folk joining right now. So it's really good to see you, and good that you could join us here at Murray Grace Fellowship. So let's pray. Father, I thank you that we're here this morning. Thank you that we've come to a place where we can gather together to focus on you, to gather around your word, to take communion together. I thank you for the assembling of the saints, and I thank you for this service, this meeting, this gathering this morning, when hopefully we will learn some more about your word, plant some seeds in our hearts to produce the fruit that we desire in our lives. So thank you for all my brothers and sisters that are watching live. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters that will be watching later and listening later. Speak a blessing out over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and thank them for joining. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The word does say we should be gathering together, or assembling, the word calls it. I'll just have a quick read of Hebrews 10. It's one of my favourite passages. I read it quite often when I start a service. And it's Hebrews 10, 23. It says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." I hope to exhort you this morning, hope to encourage you. We are assembling together online. Now that just doesn't mean meeting. We know that word assembling means to build up, to make something greater. And when we come together as a church, as individuals, we build something much greater. The local church is the vehicle that the Father put in place to bring his message to the world, to bring the kingdom to his world. And the local church is a very powerful organization, even when we're not meeting in the flesh, even when we're meeting like this. So I'm so glad that you could join us this morning and assemble with us. Today, we are going to have what turned into our normal Sunday service for about 6 months. I will give a word. I'm going to start a new series this morning. Not a huge amount of teaching this morning, but I'm going to ease our way into the new year with a little introduction to a new series. Then I will pray for an offering, because people are still giving into the kingdom and giving into our fellowship during this time, even though we're not meeting, or not always meeting together in the flesh. And we'll take communion. So I hope you have got your elements. If not, you can pop out and get them. I won't be able to see you running out, so you can run out now and get them. But we'll do communion at the end to close. So, let's pray for the word, and then I will give the message. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for your truths. Thank you for your incorruptible seed. Thank you that these words are just, this book is not just words. This is a book of seeds, a book of truths, a book of things that will change our lives. Thank you that we're about to scatter and plant some seeds in our heart this morning. Thank you for this process, Father. And thank you that we know it works. So, in accordance with your word, I speak out understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding so that these seeds, once they're sown, can start the process. That they're not stolen. That they will germinate, they will grow, and they will produce fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So, back to preaching to a computer screen again. Preaching to myself again. I have to say, I haven't preached for the last 3 weeks. There was other folk were preaching at church, but the few weeks I did, when I was back with you in person, it was just fantastic. It was so good, as it were, to get back in that pulpit and start teaching and preaching with people in front of us. But needs must. So here we are today, and I'm going to start a new series this Sunday. And normally I do start a new series at the start of the year, but normally I wait until the first Sunday into the new year, so it would be the first Sunday in 2021. But I'm going to get going this morning with it. I want to focus on one word for the next few weeks. Not sure how long that's going to be. You guys know me, when I start a new series, I never know if it's going to be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or 19 weeks, or 20 weeks. It could be short, could be long. You know me, I'm never sure when I start a new series. So I'll start it and we'll see how it goes. I also want this year, in 2021, to get back into the book of Colossians. I started that way back at the start of the year. And I think I got to about the middle of chapter 2 when I was preaching through that book verse by verse. And you guys know me as well. You know I love to preach through a book verse by verse. And we've already got teachings like that verse by verse through Galatians and through Ephesians. You can get that online or email me or message me or something. And I can fire you those teachings. So I want to finish and get a complete set of teachings for Colossians next year. So I was going to start that actually next week. But then this word kept cropping up every now and again in messages, in Bible studies, in discussions. And it came up again in communion that we had, I think it was a Wednesday night, just before Christmas. And there, I really felt that the Lord was saying, I want you to preach on this, Vic. And I kind of told the people online, this is what I'm going to be preaching on when I start again. So today, I'm just going to introduce the topic, look through a couple of verses, but I'll get into my main teaching starting next week. So here goes. And the word is whosoever. Whosoever. It's a really important word, and I want to spend a lot of time going through what it means for you, what it means to be a whosoever. And I want, by the end of these lessons, for you to firmly believe that you are a whosoever. And when you see that written in the Bible, whosoever this, whosoever that, you can take that on board as being for you. So I said it's an important word. It's a fairly common word in the Bible. I went on my Strong's on this computer yesterday, did a little bit of a search for whosoever, and it comes up 183 times in 163 verses in the Bible. 107 times in 90 verses, and in the New Testament, including the Gospels. And 27 times in 28 verses in the New Testament, excluding the Gospels. So it's in the Gospels a lot, but it's in the Bible a lot. There's a lot of verses about these people who are classed as whosoevers. And I want to show you that you are a whosoever. And I want to show you what whosoever's get, what whosoever's are, what whosoever's identity is. And that's going to be a great way to start 2021. And I just pray, or I know, it's going to be a great encouragement for you. And when I was looking up this word in Esword, it seems that Jesus really liked this word. He used it a lot. Most of the times we see whosoever in the Gospels, it was Jesus using this word. 82 times in the Gospels, and Jesus uses it 77 of those times. So Jesus is speaking to these whosoevers a lot in the Gospels. And we see that word a lot right throughout the word. And the more you understand its meaning, and the more you see this word, the more exciting it gets as you see Jesus using it over and over and over again. And you will see that this word is all about inclusion or a lack of exclusion. It is a very inclusive word. And we know Jesus was inclusive. We know Jesus came for everybody, from the Samaritan woman at the well to Nicodemus, you know, to Jews, Gentiles. Jesus came for everybody. Jesus came for every single man. No one has been left out, and no one will ever be left out. Let's look at John 10:10. You'll all know this verse. The thief cometh, this is Jesus speaking, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. We're going to see that when he speaks about they, he's meaning whosoever's. He's meaning everybody. See, Jesus came to bring life and bring life in more abundance to everybody, including all you believers out there. But you know what? Too many believers exclude themselves from this, or exclude themselves from certain sections of this abundant life that Jesus spoke about. Now, I know that because I speak to people. And I have spoken to many, many people over the years who exclude themselves from the things of God. They know the word. And they tell me this. Yes, we know the word. They know about forgiveness and healing, for example. They know it is for other people. Yet they're not 100% positive if it's for them. They're in a little bit of doubt. Yes, I know forgiveness is for them. I know healing is for them. But you know what? I'm really not sure if it's for me. And sometimes they are even positive it is not for them. They have just downright excluded themselves from these things. You'll be saying, Vic, no, that can't be true. It is. Trust me. Trust me, I'm a pastor. I hear people saying this to me. But I'm going to show those people. I'm going to show all of you. And I want to show everyone. And you know, I might be talking directly at you right now, because you might be one of these people. I am going to show you in this series that you are a whosoever. If you are a believer, if you have faith in Jesus, if you're a Christian, if you're born again, if you're a follower of Jesus, whatever label you put on yourself, as to someone who has professed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and you're now following them, I am going to show that you are a whosoever. And I'm going to show you what you get from the word and from faith in Jesus because you are a whosoever. What you read in the word when it says whosoever is for you. I can do that because whoever's watching, it's for you. Whoever's listening, it's for you. I'm looking at myself. I can see myself in the screen here. It is for you, Vic. You're a whosoever. And everybody watching is a whosoever. Every single one of us, every one of you are included in the kingdom. You are a benefactor. You are a recipient of the goodness of God through Jesus Christ. You are a whosoever. Turn with me to Luke 2, because it's still Christmas. Still got my lights up, so I can still preach from Luke 2. Luke 2, verse 8. You guys know this is one of my... This is like one of my favourite passages of Scripture. I won't talk about the shepherds today, and I'll be here all day. But Luke 2, verse 8. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. My favourite Christmas passage. Still a Christmas period, so I can still use this verse, amen. And this is a great passage about the inclusivity of Jesus' finished work. And here we just see the start of that work. Good tidings, great joy. Who was that for? All people. Let me ask you a question. Whatever the tidings were, was that for you? Well, let me ask you an easier question. Are you a person? Are you alive? Are you breathing? Yes? Well, you are part of this set called all people. Of course you are. You're a person. So these good tidings are for you, as well as for the shepherds, as well as for all the people that it talks about here at that time. It was for all people, for all time. We are part of this set known as all people. Now, the Greek word for all here is the Greek word pass. It's Strong's reference, if you want to look it up, G3956, and it means all. It's one of the most simple Greek words to understand. All means all. Nothing excluded. To the exclusion of nothing, all is covered. Whosoever means all. Means everyone, means all humans, all people. See, it's very interesting that this Greek word in Strong's, which is G3956, that word pass, which is translated all here, is often translated in other parts of the word in the New Testament as whosoever. So whosoever means all. Now, not many of us can get confused by that word all. We know what all means. It means all. Everyone. Nobody excluded. Total inclusivity. All. And that's what the word whosoever means. It's translated as whosoever sometimes. So whosoever means all. It means everyone's. It means all humans. It means all people. So if you want to make your Bible study more easier, when you see that word, whosoever, think of the word all. Now, unless we're in some kind of dream world like The Matrix, or we're robots like in Terminator, the last time I looked, we were all people. We were all human beings. If you're human, alive, breathing, you're part of this set all people. You're part of this set whosoever. Now you may be thinking, oh, goodness sake, Vic, you're kind of labouring a point here. I know what all means. Well, do you? You know when Jesus healed all the people? When Jesus brought abundant life for all the people? When Jesus dealt with the sins of all people for all time? Do you really believe you're part of that set of all people? Really believe you're a whosoever? I think there are people listening who think otherwise. Maybe not in a conscious way, but there are believers out there who, for certain things, forgiveness, healing, abundance, peace, there are believers out there who do not think they are a whosoever. And we need to get to a stage where every single one of us knows we are a whosoever. Amen. Let me give you a quick example of this. I'm going to get into more depth in the coming lessons, but here's a good one to start. Now, this is a verse you should all know. Let's go to John 3:16. We all know it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Everybody knows that. You all hear it. You all know it. It's on football banners at World Cups. You see this all over the world. And we all believe this is for everyone and anyone. I'm sure you would agree. I think the whole church agrees in this. God loves the world, sent Jesus, and if you believe in him, you will not perish and have eternal life, everlasting life. And we know no one is excluded, correct? If you believe, if you are saved, if anyone believes they are saved, agreed? If anyone believes in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour, they are saved. That's what we're doing when we're evangelizing. We're trying to tell people about Jesus. We're trying to get them saved. And we are in no doubt, we have no doubt, that if a person confesses Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour, they are saved. I think everyone would agree with that. In this verse, everyone is okay with that whosoever. Whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. We all agree with that. Whosoever. We believe it for ourselves, don't we? We believe so. We agree that we have eternal life. But unfortunately, for a lot of us, that seems to be just a ticket into heaven. As good as that is. For whosoever getting into heaven, it seems to be okay. But not for everything else that goes with that ticket into heaven, into that sozo package. And in this verse we've just read, every whosoever means all. We know that. The Greek tells us that too, because it's the word pass. Can be translated as all, can be translated as whosoever. Whosoever means all, to the exclusion of nothing, to the exclusion of no one. No one is excluded from the kingdom, from the goodness of God. Not by God, anyway. Yes, people can exclude us or try and exclude us. You know, this is our church. We really don't want you coming into our church. We are a certain section of society, potentially a certain class, certain colour. This is our church. We don't want you in our church. Fellow Christians can exclude us with their traditions and their prejudices and their forming of little cliches. Cliches? Cliques. Amen. Hallelujah. The church can even exclude us sometimes. You know, not allowed to take communion if you're in that state of sin. Can't be blessed until you tithe and pray and fast. There are lots of exclusions out there, but never, ever from God. Hallelujah. But mainly, we exclude ourselves. But Vic, that's nonsense, surely. If God wants to be good to us, if God wants to bless us, surely can do that. Well, yes, he has. He has blessed us. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He has provided all we need for life and godliness. But we must choose to receive them. We must believe that they're there for us. We must believe that they're going to be manifest in our lives. If we exclude ourselves, we will not receive. The word says that Israel looked back and limited the Holy One of Israel. people exclude themselves from salvation, from eternal life, don't they? Look at 2 Peter 3, verse 9. See what the will of God is. Can't find my Peters. Where are they? Here they are. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to his word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's will is for no one to perish. God's will is for everyone to come to repentance. In this case, that means to be saved, to come to salvation. We know not all people are saved, so God's will doesn't always come to pass. There's more go through the wide gate than through the narrow gate. We as believers can limit what God has for us through what we think, we understand, what we believe, and what we say. We can limit God's goodness in our lives, limit his plan and purpose for us. And we do that by excluding ourselves from what he has already done for us. In this context, by not believing that we are a whosoever. We do this, exclude ourselves, when we believe it for others but don't believe it for ourselves. Now, don't get upset with me when I say what I'm going to say next. Don't get offended and switch off. Please hold in there. Please listen to the rest of the messages. This will eventually help you. But by excluding yourselves, excluding ourselves from anything from God is unbelief. And it is a cause of death in our lives. And when I say death, that's in terms of not receiving his full blessings, missing out on some of his blessings. We all know unbelief is a bad thing. It's not a good thing. And not accepting yourself as a whosoever is unbelief. What is unbelief? Well, you're not believing what the word says. When it talks about all these whosoevers and what they get and what they receive and what they've been made. If you're excluding yourself from something that God has provided for you, that's unbelief. And you might say, well, I'm a believer. Yeah, I get that. But I know, you know, we can believe and have unbelief at the same time. Mark 9:24. Father of that young boy. And straight away the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. We can believe, we can be believers, but we can have unbelief at the same time. I want to really help everyone in this series of messages to believe that they're a whosoever. Get that deep into their heart. And what is it that whosoever, what is a whosoever? Who is a whosoever? And we'll get you to believe that you are a whosoever and show you what you have. Amen. I've spoken to a number of people about this over the years. Believe me when I say that. And they know that God is good to others, but they're not so sure about it for themselves. They know God heals others, not sure about their self. They know God wants people to prosper and live in abundance, but when it comes to their own prosperity, they think in a different way. Well, look at Acts 10:34, another one of my favourite verses. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive, that God is no respecter of persons. He has no favourites. No favourites. We're all his favourites. What is it Andrew Womack says? You know, he's got my photo on his mantelpiece, but he's got a huge mantelpiece because he's got everybody's photo on his mantelpiece. What he does for one, he does for another. No favourites. Look at the life of Jesus. He healed them. Quite often he healed them all. Therefore, because you're a whosoever and God has no respecter of persons, he's healed you. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes you are healed. You were healed. If God wants to prosper people, which I believe he does, I believe he wants to prosper you. 3 John 2 says, above all things, he wants you to prosper and to live in health. You're a whosoever. If he prospers one person, he prospers everyone. If he's forgiven them, he's forgiven us. If he's forgiven them, he's forgiven you. Read Hebrews 10 to see all your sin, for all time has been dealt with once and once only by Jesus Christ on the cross. All mankind has been forgiven. Now, if you don't listen to me often, that might be a bit of a whoa statement. Yes, every single man has been forgiven. Not every single man has received that forgiveness, accepted that forgiveness, and lives in the benefits of that forgiveness. But Jesus' finished work meant there was reconciliation and forgiveness for every single man. Now, you have to choose to live in that. But there are some believers who don't believe that or whosoever, and they're unsure about their forgiveness. We are all a whosoever, and we all have to believe that. Word says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what I plan to do over the next few weeks is what I've done already, is to tell you again and again and again that you, listening to me right now, watching me right now, you are a whosoever. And I'll also tell you what you have as a whosoever, who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, and what you can do through Christ. So, you know, to a certain extent, this thing about being a whosoever, it's not about you. It's about Christ and what you have in him and through him. That's a great thing. That's a great thing about being a whosoever. So that was a very short introduction to what I plan to do at the start of 2021. And I urge you to stay listening. Keep listening. This will be a very encouraging start to the year. And it could be really useful for you. Because we all know the quality of our lives depends on what we think, what we understand, what we believe, and what we say. So if we can move into a position of believing more and more and more that we are a whosoever, it will change our lives. And if we can understand what a whosoever has, the true identity of a whosoever in Christ, if we can get that, if we start thinking that, understanding that, believing that, and speaking it out, that will have a huge impact on your life and really change your 2021 for the better. I mean, we sure want a better 2021 than 2020, but we can really change our lives by what we understand, what we believe, what we think, and what we say. And let's start that process by getting into our hearts that we are what the Bible calls a whosoever. And then that can help us to see more of that abundance that Jesus spoke about coming into our lives. Just need to believe that we are a whosoever. Amen. Hallelujah.